listening to Alaska Edition. Last year, the University of Alaska Fairbanks lost national accreditation for its teaching program. The National Council of Accrediting Teacher Education, or NCATE, said the program suffered from a lack of vision and a high leadership turnover rate. At the very end of the last semester, administrators named Graduate School Dean Joseph Kahn the acting director of the School of Education. He'll head up both departments, a job that might prove to be too big for one person. But Kahn says there's a common denominator between the two.
Well, School of Education start to change its program to become a graduate program only. Therefore, I think it's appropriate to be under the graduate school. But it's also appropriate under College of Liberal Arts, you know, so either way.
Now, when a student enrolls to mm-hmm. get their degree in education in the school now, they can no longer get it as a bachelor degree, is that right?
Right now, still some students can get a bachelor's degree, particularly in the rural campuses. Rural area, they get the BED.
Bachelor of Education.
Yeah. And for the UAF campus, the secondary is already changed to MAT, and the primary education teachers are in the process of changing into MAT.
What does that mean?
Master of Art in Teaching.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess I thought traditionally when you go to get a graduate degree, that's something separate than an undergraduate. And it seems to me that the focus was more on theory. But when you're learning to be a teacher, and the focus is probably on classroom performance and how to deal with students, how are you going to get all of that, you know, in the same time period and come out with, you know, a graduate mm-hmm. degree and your basic skill to be a teacher?
Okay, the MAT program require a major at the undergraduate level, so it's post baccalaureate in the sense that after you fulfill your major, then you go on one more year to fulfill the teaching practicum experience.
Okay, so for example, if somebody wanted to be a teacher, they would presumably enroll undergraduate in something specific, English, or mm-hmm. even if they're going to be a primary school teacher.
Right. Well, they can enroll straight into MAT, but they have to fulfill the Bachelor of English or History requirement. It will not be separated as, say, 4 years back history and then do the teaching. It'll be integrated.
Is this something specific going on in Alaska, or does it reflect a national trend?
That's the national trend.
And is it working well? Do you have any kind of reflection on real life experience if this is better for students who are becoming teachers, or, you know, what do they lose maybe in the process?
Well, they don't lose anything, actually, because to be a secondary school teacher, you must have some depth into one discipline, say.
So you'll hear a high school teacher say, my specialty was physics or mm-hmm, English. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's normal already. But the primary level is where it's a little different.
Yeah, primary, it will be, well, that's still being developed, so I can't really say. It'll be more of a general science, you know, rather than just physics major, but there will be a general science major. That way, the student will get the physics, chemistry, biology, mm-hmm. but not so deep, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay, now, but for example, that same student would also then need to teach English once they get into the job market, mm-hmm. and will that be reflected in a general education requirement then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. But they'd have a specialty kind of, though.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Do Alaska schools want people like that?
That is pretty much reflected the needs of the schools. We are developing this in collaboration with the state Board of Education.
It sounds like you're saying that things are still kind of up in the air. Nothing's really decided for sure yet, and I know that's been one of the problems with the School of Education. It lost national accreditation recently, and that was one of the things cited. What's the immediate future going to look like now? If you're kind of taking on this job to see how it goes, is that going to be bad for the school?
No. I'm taking on this with one very simple goal. That is to recover the loss. Okay, and although it's acting director, but that acting is indefinite term. So it's different from a termed acting, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Now
that's firm.
You just said recover the loss. What
right.
do you mean specifically, and as you see it, what has been lost?
Well, what we have lost, I think it's that national accreditation, and also we have lost the perception, where looking from outside, people think this got to be something gone wrong here.
Mm-hmm. Will you get the national accreditation back?
That's our next goal. Yes, the immediate goal is to get the renew the state accreditation, which the review of that is coming up February 18th. So less than a month, almost just 1 month, right?
Mm-hmm. What will it take then to get it? It's called NCATE. Do you apply for that, or how do you do that?
Yes, you need to apply, and then ask them to come to review our program again. They say, well, they don't review same program without at least 2 years apart. Which makes sense, because you don't improve or change things so fast, you see.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean now for students graduating with their education degrees? Where can they teach?
Oh, they can teach within the state. That's where the state accreditation.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere else?
That requires NCATE.
Okay. So how, if someone graduated from Alaska but then wanted to take a job in another state, what would they need to do?
Well, I don't know. At this time, the only thing guaranteed is within the state, and elsewhere depends. Depend on the mutual agreement between the two states or some arrangement.
For someone who is graduating this year and maybe expected to be able to take a job in another state, I imagine that's going to be a kind of a sore spot, and something that they're going to feel cheated, maybe, in a way. They're paying for an education and for what they thought they were going to be able to do with that. How are you going to answer those questions from students like that?
I don't know. Don't know how to answer that.
Mm-hmm. Have you come across any? You said you were talking to faculty. Have you talked to students?
Not yet.
Semester starting up, so
mm-hmm.
Is that something on your agenda?
I did talk to the student education student organizer to ask them to set it up. I'll meet with them
mm-hmm.
first thing when they get together, you know.
That's Joseph Kahn, acting director of the School of Education at UAF, and that's it for the show. I'm Teresa Bacher. Thanks for joining us.